Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here at CMA Fest. Our coverage is brought to you by Simple Green, and we're talking about 50 years of this going on. And Holly and I we argue about a lot of things, but last night it was like, people are trying to change it back to fanfare because it was fanfare in 1970-something.
Oh, I looked it up on Google. I looked it up on the internet, so right. I found out the whole history of CMA Fest. It's really interesting, actually,
right.
Just how it all started. But how many CMA Fests have you been a part of?
This is only my second one.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, this is number two.
This is great. So, okay. Yeah. So, this is Rob and I's first one.
Really?
Yeah, this is the first one.
I don't think we're supposed to tell people that, because every time every time we do, they're like, what? No. You've been in country radio for 15 years and
you've never
been to
CMA Fest? Yeah, you've never made it? No, it was really exciting.
How'd y'all
because
get out of that? I'm just kidding.
That's a good question.
They have never invited us until now. They are like, we really, if you could just stay home for these ones, we'd appreciate it. 50 years, please stay home.
please. Yeah, no, it's a lot. It's a lot of fun. And I'm just getting to be a part of something like this with all the fans, and it's something for the fans, and, you know, just getting to see the smiles on their faces when you get to sing a song for them. It's worth it. So it's great.
And you got a new song, Till the Day I Die. Can we talk about that one?
Yeah, we got to sing that a couple times yesterday, and it's just a super special song about hanging on to who you are. I think I discussed it a little bit with you guys last time, but I dedicate it to my buddy Lance every time. And it's just a powerful song for me. And I'm just really happy to even have that out there.
So. Yeah. I love that song
Thank you so much.
And I love the whole story behind it too.
People ask me, they're like, what song should I listen to? Like, I'm like, 23 Until the Day I Die are probably the ones I think that round me out pretty good.
Those are the ones that you're like, this is really expresses who I am.
Yes, I do. I love both those songs a lot. So.
Have you gotten people reaching out to you about that? I'm sure you have a lot of fans reaching out and saying, like, maybe that song, you know,
means something to them
in a way, or because a lot of the way, you know, you listen to a song and it can mean something very personal to you, even though it's not your life, but it's kind of your story sometimes.
Yeah, and we just did a video for 23, and that was kind of the idea behind, like, just making it relatable where it's not like me per se and making it about somebody else and just kind of showing how those songs can kind of, I don't know, adapt to a different person or a different listener. It's really cool just to kind of see how music is perceived by all the, you know, different people that are consuming it.
So, I got in a fight once with a teacher in school about poems, and I feel like that relates to music.
Yeah.
Because she was telling me it was about something specific, and I was like, no, it can mean anything to anyone. She was like, get out. And I was like, what about you? You know what I mean? Teacher, I won't name her because that's rude, but don't you think it means...
Wait, what is her name?
I feel bad.
You're really good at first names and last names.
She remembers it,
I feel
too.
Bad.
You know her name.
It was such a significant time because I don't think I'd ever gotten sent to the principal's office, and what a dumb reason arguing over a poem. The poem was The Road Not Taken. I can tell you that. She was telling me it was specifically...
She's clutching her seat right now.
She was like, oh, don't say it. Yeah, but I was like, where are you now? You know, great doing
teaching.
Your teaching.
Still teaching poems. Look at
and me. I was right, by the way, because look, songs mean something to everybody. Like, but it's true, and I keep finding that out every time.
I mean, art, right? They say, like, it means whatever it means to whoever's... You know, taking
thank
it
you. Yeah. This is literally my argument that sent me to the principal's office, Chase. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's a lot better than the arguments that got me sent to the principal's
office. What
I was
got
just
going to
ask you, how were you in school?
Oh, boy, I was bad. Yeah.
Troublemaker?
Yeah, troublemaker.
Really?
I think I got a stack of my referrals in an envelope somewhere, and they're really embarrassing.
What was like the top comment? Because mine was like, talks too much in class.
Oh, obviously. Like the little notes?
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, talks a lot, doesn't pay attention in class, doesn't turn in homework.
Do you have ADHD?
I don't, they didn't have that figured out, I think, when I was...
Okay, when you were in school?
They were just like, oh, he's high strung, you know?
I think that's a nice way to put it. Yeah. Like, he's a little high strung, that's all.
We didn't know about, like, that you could take medicine for it.
So. Right, they call it spirited. Like, you're a spirited child. You were a spirited child.
Yeah, but I mean, it's fun. As older, I'm not that way at all. But yeah, as a kid, I was a class clown.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Well,
we're
excited to see you out with Luke Bryan. We just caught up with him recently at Stagecoach. American Idol was there filming as well. So it's got to be kind of cool to, you know, go
have things
go
full,
from that.
Like all in a circle.
It's all coming together now.
It's one of the coolest things to get to do shows with Luke. And I mean, I've been wanting to tour with him and kind of been waiting for that phone call. Just like, hey, what about me? You know, but, it's super cool to finally, you know, I feel like it's not just something where I got off the show and they're like, oh, we're going to take you with us. You know, I feel like I've worked really hard the last 2 years to, you know, tour and build up my audience and really get my music out there to everybody. And, you know, to kind of earn that spot on the stage. And, you know, I don't want anything handed to me. I'm willing to work for whatever I got to get. But it feels good to kind of, you know, look back and see how far we've come from, you know, stepping off that idol stage and to, you know, being here 2 years later doing all this stuff.
It's still so fun. So
it's awesome.
Well, yeah. Congratulations on everything. Thank you for being here with us at CMA Fest.
Thank you.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.